John 15:12 says, "My command is this, love each other as I loved you." Leanne Holland Brown loved on others the way that she was taught by the Lord. Leanne's love continuously grew for people she has known for years and to people she has just met. She made everyone feel that they were loved by her throughout her everyday social, work, and home life. Through this, she lifted people's spirits, brightened their day, and overall made a huge impact in their lives forever. Hi, I am Bethany Lubin, and I am 16 years old, and I am just the girl down the street that she chose to babysit her kids. The first time I ever met Leanne was when I was taking my dog to the park to play fetch. Her boys quickly ran over, petting my dog, insisting to her mom that they needed one. Leanne then introduced herself through her warm, welcoming smile. Later into the conversation, Leanne asked me about my babysitting experiences, which then led me to giving her my phone number for the future. After saying goodbye for now, I instantly knew there was something different about that woman, and soon after I grew a strong, loving feeling towards her. A funny memory I encountered with Leanne was a couple of weeks ago. I showed up precisely at 7:45 for my usual start time for babysitting, and Leanne was pacing back and forth from the living room to the porch mirror. She quickly grabbed my arm and sat me down on the couch so that I can help her decide what color of coat I like on her best, the gray one or the red one. After trying them both on multiple times, she said, "I need another girl's opinion because I am living with all boys and they don't understand all the struggles with trying to decide on the importance of what color of coat best suits me." I started to laugh and then gave my opinion, making us bond over the similarities that we both can never make decisions or decide on such a crucial situation like this. By the end of her little modeling show, we came to the conclusion that she should just keep both. A situation that occurred that I wish I could take back and do over was when her youngest fell off a skateboard ramp under my supervision, causing his nose to bleed and cuts all over his face. When Leanne got home that night, she was so understanding and gracious that she actually lifted me up by saying, "Don't worry, you're only young," and that I was very responsible for apologizing after the incident. She showed me a great amount of forgiveness and opened my eyes to encourage one another even if we mess up. In these moments of uncertainty or confusion, she taught me a lot about life is just going to happen and pass by so that you have to make the most of it every chance you get. Even before leaving the house, she always showed what a great model looked like by simply giving us all words of affirmation or giving her kids a simple, loving hug. She would never yell, get upset, be annoyed, but take every little situation and make it fun or relaxed. She will be missed mostly by the people she once loved first, by the people she made feel special, by the people she was always there for. People that only talked to her once or just knew her through others will also be impacted by her, leaving them to grieve as well. A quote from Virginia Starer, "Life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's just the way it is. The way you deal with it makes a difference." She always took every situation with a positive point of view before trying to handle it. Every day she would always try and become friends with another person, say hi, or welcome anybody she would interact with. She was so inclusive to everyone. She always strived to get to know everybody on a personal level and then try and help you if you are going through some troubled times. I think we can all say she will be missed greatly, but we will cherish the lessons she has taught us throughout her lifetime. Thank you.